Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Third and five. Here it is, third and five. Cousins in the gun. Three receivers right. Mooney left. Cousins back. Cousins looking. Puts it in the air. Touchdown. Right. He's got it to London in the corner of the end zone.
Right in front of Slay.
34 seconds left. 21-21. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is good. Falcons lead, believe it or not, 22-21. 22-21 with 34 seconds left.
Amazing.
I cannot believe what has happened.
Neither could we. The voice of Mel Reese last night alongside Mike Quick. Eagles lose 22-21, a game that at the two-minute warning you felt like was in the bag. Joining us right now to talk about it is the voice you heard right there, Merrill Reese. Merrill.
Merrill.
Tough morning. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing like everybody else. You know, we're all feeling great after an Eagles win and after a collapse like that. A nightmarish finish. It's tough to get out of bed.
It is, Merrill, and we're talking through what happened last night. Let's talk through the sequence before the Falcons got the ball back. Merrill, what were your thoughts on the decision to throw the ball? I mean, obviously the play call and the design worked. Saquon was wide open. Unfortunately, he dropped the ball, but that whole sequence, not running it, you know, I thought just gave the Falcons more time to work with on that final drive.
Well, I've been debating this with my son all morning, but I want to tell you something. I actually like the way they set that up. They put the ball in Saquon's hands, and Saquon is about as dependable a person as you have on the field. He's such a great player, and they set it up. I thought it was a great call to end the game, basically end the game. And if you threw him that pass 1,000 times, I think he'd catch it 999. It was perfectly delivered. It was an easy little lob, and he just dropped it, inexplicably dropped it, and still, they had the opportunity right there after the field goal. All they had to do was stop. They were not in field goal range. I mean, they had to just stop them from going 70 yards after the kickoff. And they couldn't. That's what disturbed me the most. That is when a defense, and Hugh will tell you this, wants to be on the field to seal the win.
Well, that is it, and that's the time they had to come up and make a stop. And, Merrill, they couldn't do it, and unfortunately, there was no pressure. I mean, I keep coming back to that because all the great Eagles teams we've seen, Merrill, the teams that have made the Super Bowl, you know, twice in the last 7 years, they got after the quarterback, and it just felt like Kirk Cousins was just holding the ball and had as much time as he needed that final drive.
He did. I mean, you either pick it up on the back end where you cover like a blanket or you rush the quarterback, and there was neither. The disturbing thing was that the receivers were so wide open and they couldn't even keep them on the center of the field to run the clock. They were open. They sashayed out of bounds. It just looked absolutely elementary the way they moved downfield.
Merrill, what did you make of the way Jalen played last night? I thought a lot of good early. His legs were, you know, very impactful in this game, and they needed that without A.J. Brown. But then, unfortunately, late, when they had a chance where they probably needed, I don't know, 15, 17 yards for a legitimate field goal from Jake Elliott, the interception happens to end the game.
Yeah, that's a shame because I thought he played very well. I thought he was a leader out there, and I thought the running people have said to me, well, you know, he looks like he's lost some speed or athleticism. No, he hasn't. Jalen Hurts is still just as dangerous when there's a bit of air. He can go through anything. So I thought he played well. I thought he threw a lot of very, very good passes. Unfortunately, it ended with the pressure on him and an ill-advised throw that was picked off. But that happens. But I think overall, Jalen played very, very well.
Merrill, what do you make of the decision early in the game by the Eagles and Coach Sirianni to not kick a field goal in the first quarter? I know we're in an era now where that is pretty common and teams always want to go for it on fourth down. But I just thought in that spot without A.J. Brown, let's put some points on the board. Let's get a field goal there. They chose not to. What did you make of that when it happened?
Joe, I said it before it happened. When they were down there, I said after you work this hard, you're down this deep, you cannot afford to go away without any points. I think it's very important that we get points on the board first, take a lead. And I felt at that point, as I said, go for the field goal. Take the 3 points and then go back and play defense and score again. But I felt that that was a decision that was, look, you're playing about analytics. That's what they go by today, and be aggressive. But I just still believe that when you're inside the 20, don't come away without points. Especially that early in the game. I think it's big to get a lift, put points on the board. I did not agree with that decision, quite honestly. I understand why he made it, and I think there are a lot of coaches that will make that same call, but as far as I'm concerned, points are necessary, and it gives you a big lift when you have a good drive and it's culminated with 3 points.
Merrill, let's look ahead to Sunday. In New Orleans, it's a short week, and the game, just from my perspective, feels different than it did when the schedule came out. You know, I didn't know what to make of the Saints. Probably, I thought, you know, kind of a mediocre team. That's what they've been the last few years. And then, Merrill, the first 2 weeks of the season, they've put 91 points on the board and look like a juggernaut all out of nowhere offensively. What do you think about this game coming up now on a short week Sunday in New Orleans?
Well, you are right. When I looked at the schedule, this is why I never put W's and L's up the night that the schedule comes out, because you don't really know how things are going to develop and who's going to be healthy. I mean, if you looked ahead to this game, you're thinking of A.J. Brown being out there. If A.J. Brown is out there last night, they probably win. But aside from that, you never really know. And even though they have been hot for 2 weeks, look how dominating Dallas looked the first week against Cleveland, and how poor they looked against New Orleans. So it's still too early to crown anybody and start saying, well, they're a sure bet to go to the NFC final, you know, championship game. It's very, very early. And the same with the Eagles right now. I'm disappointed like everybody else today. I think the defense certainly is not playing the way we expect them to play against the run and against they've given up too many chunk plays, too many X plays, and they have not played the way you'd like them to play, and I think Vic Fangio would tell you the same thing. But it's still early. It is after 2 games, and they scored a lot of...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Points, that could change.
It can. Hopefully it does. Merrill, we always appreciate your time and enjoy the calls. We'll talk to you on Sunday for the Saints game. Thank you, Merrill.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Hugh.
There he goes. Merrill Reese there. Disappointed in the defense like the rest of us. So Merrill was against the idea of going for the fourth down early. He was fine with the play call in the fourth quarter for a third and three, the throw to Saquon Barkley, which, again, he catches the ball, the game is over. I just wish Sirianni could give me all three decisions at once and, like, say, this is why I did this.
You want it to be a little bit more linear?
Linear.
It didn't feel linear. It
aggression,
felt scattershot.
Yeah, right. Aggression or conservative. Like, just have an identity and don't just – it just feels like every one is its own independent decision, and that's
– It's not it, – like, it's no rhyme
work
or reason.
That way.
It's no rhyme or reason, like, going into to the game plan. It's a little different, and Merrill alluded to it. I think analytics – has a lot to do
it does.
With a lot of decisions that are made. And it flies in the face of us old heads for the most part. Because it's like, you know, when we were here this morning, I had to be sure. I had to ask Seth, I'm like, hold up. You know, like on that last play, if you run the ball, the clock is running, correct? Because it felt like they didn't know the clock was going to run the time off. So that's why I had, you know, just to be reassured. And you know, he confirmed it for me. But it's like... there are certain things that I feel like, even though analytics plays a huge part in everything that we do nowadays, sometimes you got to go with your gut.
Well, so here's the thing on the analytics, and I'm fine with that. I think the Eagles use it well. Doug Peterson used it. But it's not like a black and white thing. There's no A.J. Brown on the field. That changes that first quarter decision. Like, who are the receivers on the field? 160-pound Devontae, and I know he had a red zone touchdown later in the game, but like it's more challenging for him in the red zone to get himself.
Yeah, because it's more physical,
right.
and
you don't have AJ. It's just you like that spot. Normally, you have AJ on the field. It's like it's a different story. You have one of the best big body receivers in the NFL, so that one's confusing. And then late, I get it. It's the play quote unquote worked, but you also have a quarterback on the other side who's coming off an Achilles. He can't move up and down the field
well.
He's
not the guy that he used to be.
So those 40 seconds matter to me, though. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, calm down, boy. I keep telling you, man. Listen. Yeah, I was scared. I got my dog, and I still got my dog, man. Because next week it's going to be even worse, probably. But let me cook for a minute. My thing is, preparation beats talent any day. And that's the whole thing. We're not prepared for the teams that we're playing against. If you say you looking at the films and all that, then you should know what type of quarterback you're up against and what type of, you know, offense that's going to be ran against you. They're not doing any of that, man. And the reason why I said it's going to be 9-7-1 this season is not because of the players. A little bit because of the players, but mainly because of the coaches. Because you know what I'm saying?
What you saying?
The same thing as last season.
What's that?
The same formation, the same one-dimensional team. Now, y'all trying to build the team around one person, and I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but that's what it looks like. Now, when they shut down Saquon, like I keep saying, you got to get Goddard involved. He's 6'5". I mean, how can you miss this big target? You're not getting them involved. Last thing I want to say, man, when you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results, man. And the whole thing is, you got to change the formation. You got to change everything about this. Because if you keep going with the same formation, the same plays, they're keying in on it. And they're going to keep stopping us. And the last thing, you don't get God involved, we're going to keep losing.
Well, and they haven't gotten him involved in a while. Will, we appreciate it. I mean, people keep expecting these big Goddard games. They just don't happen. 215-592-9494. Big Hughes breakdown next. He's going to tell us if there's any hope for this pass rush here. Plus, more of your calls. What hit you from the game? Blame game. Who do you blame most for it? It's a collapse. I mean, that is a collapse to lose that football game the way they did last night. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Last call. The offer is almost over. All FanDuel customers can bet $5. To get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94. 94-
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.